Book 2, General Ironbeak.
Chapter 26. Matthias and his friends watched in silence as Logalog held up the black stone in one paw and addressed the shrews seated on the riverbank in the quiet summer's evening.
Members of the Gausim, you've heard the tale Matthias of Redwall and his friends related to us. There is evil abroad in Mossflower. This we already knew. Slavers, the masked fox and his band, have captured young creatures. Even now they are marching them south.
So what has this got to do with us?
The shrew named Scan interrupted. Logalog turned on the insolent one.
Silence, Scan! Do not show your bad manners by calling out while I hold the stone at a council meeting. If you wish to say anything, then wait until I have finished. And it is your turn to hold the stone. This is the rule of the Gausim.
Scan sniggered and muttered something to his cronies. Standing boldly, he faced Logalog.
It's a stupid rule. Like all your silly Gausim customs. I'm a free shrew and I'll talk when I feel like it.
Immediately, a hubbub and argument broke out on both sides. Orlando poured his axe. He made to rise. But Matthias warned him.
Sit still, friend. Leave this to Logalog.
The shrew leader restored order by raising his voice above the rest.
Logalog, Logalog! Listen to me, shrews. The creatures of Redwall have always been our good friends. If we were hungry, if we were hurt, if we were sick, the brothers and sisters of the Abbey would help us without question. It is our duty to help them now. I say we go with Matthias and his companions. We will fight the slavers and rescue the young ones. Are you with me?
There was a loud shout of agreement from the main body, but Scan and his followers stood to one side, silent and sneering. Logalog walked stiff-legged to where Scan stood. The shrew leader thrust his face close to the young usurper, his hackles bristling dangerously.
And you, Scan, are you for the Gausim or against it?
Gausim.
Scan said scornfully, though he avoided Logalog's eyes.
Pile of old fuddy-duddies making outdated rules and regulations. Why should me and my friends get ourselves slain or injured sorting out the troubles of others? I say we mind our own business.
Logalog smiled coldly.
So, it has come to this. You have been pushing and prodding me for quite a while now, Scan. Perhaps you would like to be the new Logalog of the Gausim. Well, now is your chance. Let's see if you fight as bravely as you talk. Come on, Scan. Knock this council stone from an old fuddy-duddy's paw.
The shrew leader stood in front of the young rebel, holding out the stone for all to see. He looked relaxed, though his whole body was tensed like a steel spring. Scan stood half a head taller than Logalog. For a moment, it looked as if he were about to do something. Then he saw the light of battle in the shrew leader's eyes, and his nerve failed him. He turned away.
Yeah. Who wants to be bothered with the Gausim? I'm away to roam free and do as I like. Come on, shrews.
Scan and his group of followers marched off into the fading light. There was an audible sigh of relief throughout the shrew camp. The main body, who were with Logalog, sat back and relaxed amid a general chatter of conversation. Orlando nudged Matthias.
He's not short of courage, your friend Logalog. That Scan was bigger and heavier than him by far. Do you think he could have beaten him?
Matthias smiled knowingly.
Logalog may be small, but he's the fiercest shrew warrior I've ever seen. Though he's no bully like Scan. The rest of the Gausim know this. Logalog is a good leader. He's as wise as he is brave.
Logalog came and sat with them. He clapped Matthias on the back.
Sorry about that, old Redwaller. Though it's none of your fault. Scan and his pals have been niggling at me all season, and it had to come to a head sooner or later. Ah, well. At first light, tomorrow, we'll follow the fox. He's travelling south, My scouts have cut his track several times over the past few days.
Slagar rose silently while the rest slept. He made his way quietly through the camp and across the foothills until he was at the base of the gigantic cliffs, which stretched away in both directions as far as the eye could see. Drawing out his leather-thonged weapon, he twirled it until the metal balls clacked together loudly in the still night air. There was an answering rap from the top of the plateau, as if two rocks had been banged sharply together. Slagar the Cruel smiled beneath his silken mask. He looked up and saw the two rope ladders uncoiling themselves as they fell from the heights. Giving each of them a tug to make sure they were secure, the fox stole off back to the camp in his slave line. The peace of a warm summer night lay over Mossflower. It was a peace that would not last.
This ends Disc 5.